This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP, on The Bone, Real Raw Radio, every day 11 to 2, 800-77, another mother song. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Mom's Mom on a Facebook page. Brecky's playing mother songs.
Hey, wait a minute. Is Mother's Day, like, isn't it soon?
Yeah. Sure is. Next week, right?
Like, oh, you don't know already. Come on. You know you're out shopping.
Oh, yeah, okay. I just see the commercials, and I'm like, here we go.
That's great.
Although Publix, listen, I will say this, and I tweeted it. Publix commercial for Mother's Day, I don't have kids, and I hate my mom, but that commercial made me cry and gave me chills. And I saw it more than once, and it still made me cry. It's the sweetest.
So really? It's that sweet a commercial. That's
y'all
nice.
Who have moms that are normal, that's very cool for you.
Yeah. I'm going to send my mom something pretty soon.
Didn't you send her fish or something one time?
Oh, long time. 20 years ago. I sent her lobster stuffed sole or something like that. Or I don't know, whatever. It was
fish
frozen.
Sticks?
And
stuffed filet of sole is what he sent his mother for Mother's Day.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, she loves it.
Loved it. She sure
nobody
did.
Nobody loves stuffed fish in the mail.
She loved that until she got allergic to cotton, to soulfish. Soulfish.
Oh, so not only that, you
shellfish.
She almost killed her.
Years later, she can't have shellfish anymore, so I can't send her any fish.
Did she say, oh, I love it the same exact way she did when you made her an ashtray in first grade?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or a macaroni necklace.
Macaroni necklace, yes.
The one she loved the most was the Christmas tree decoration made out of a tuna fish can. What's better than that?
You
put a little hook on the back, and then you put like Christmas decoration around the edge of the empty but cleaned out tuna fish can, mostly cleaned out.
Yeah.
And then you put some cotton inside and a little plastic reindeer, and it looks like a little diorama of winter. That's what we made
what
in Cub Scouts.
You give it
to mom for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and then she hangs it on the tree and keeps it for 40
though?
Years.
Did she really?
Yeah. It was on the tree every year.
Are you
I made
kidding?
It when I was like 8.
And his father's like, can we get rid of this?
It smells like tuna fish.
It was made by my firstborn.
That's right.
And I can't get rid of that.
You have a good mom who loves you because that's insanity.
I do.
Like,
yeah.
I get, like, when you were a kid, but, like, at some point she needs to be like, Roger, is it cool
that's
if we
enough.
Ditch this? Yeah. I mean, thank you, but.
Meanwhile, I have the exact opposite. I have a street named after me. My father got one of the signs and tries to give it back to me every chance he has.
What? That's just rude.
I've told you that story.
Why would he give it back over and over again,
that's
though? Like,
rude.
Doesn't he understand it's for
John.
Him?
John, get that sign. What am I?
Do I need this for?
Get that sign. Get it out of here. I don't need it. I'm like, you don't need half the stuff you have, but you have it.
Do you understand?
Why does this shame you?
I want you to be proud.
Exactly.
I don't want you to be shamed.
Your son has a street, literally where you grew up.
Oh,
like, this is
God.
Something to be proud of.
Listen, I don't know if you guys have figured this out yet, but I live in Bizarro World.
Yeah, well.
And you know what's funny?
John, the sign.
You know what's funny?
Why do I
and I know
this?
You guys may not believe this. There was a point in my life, pre ketamine and some medication, without knowing that I seeked out chaos. A lot of therapy, a lot of stuff where I like a moth to a flame. Mm. Like if there was a chaotic situation, I would put myself in it.
You were comfortable in the chaos.
I was definitely, I almost got a tattoo. There's a Megadeth song, Addicted to Chaos.
Yeah.
And I almost got the tattoo.
Like Dizzy is an agent of chaos and
right.
You are addicted to chaos?
And it was the truth.
Wow.
Like I would seek out not purposely, not even knowing that I'm doing it, but with the help of hindsight.
Yeah.
Knowing like I would purposely be trying to avoid something and then somehow find myself in the middle of it, right?
Yeah.
And now all I want is like peace and quiet, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I've done a ton of work on my mental health. I continue to do a ton of work on my mental health. And for some reason, piece is running away from me at full speed, like Usain Bolt.
Mm-hmm. But, you know? But can you imagine if you were still addicted to it? How much worse it would be?
I mean, I guess, and it sounds. That whole phrase, like, you know, I was addicted to chaos. When I hear myself say it, it sounds mm-hmm. stupid, but it was the truth. Like, that's really what my behaviors were doing. I was running right. head first to
but
it.
But now you're chasing peace, and you're recommending to Monica to wade into the chaos of her family.
That's for her.
No, if you can't that's go because out to the chaos, you give it to somebody
because
else.
Because I miss it. Like, I miss being able to do it for me. I would probably like that.
You miss it because it's so much fun.
Well, you know what? Some of it is. Some of it
Never.
Is bad decisions.
Ah, chaos.
Bad decisions live in chaos.
Yeah.
But the it's like peace runs really fast. You know, like I just want to go home from like when mm-hmm. I'm done with the day and just go home and chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Nothing in my life is allowing that to happen.
Yeah, you got to find those moments because they're like, yeah. like we're just where you are. You got two high school kids. I mean, what else can do?
Yeah, that's
nothing
a timing
else
thing. Yeah. What do you? I mean.
Yeah. Two high school kids, two dogs. You have four dependents. Four.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Four and a half. Five and a half.
And a father.
I got a father.
Five dependents.
And I wouldn't say my wife
Your wife's not a dependent.
She's not dependent.
No.
However.
She does require some attention and time.
She does not.
So does mine.
But my no. wife.
There's a lot more going on there.
She does not live within her teacher means.
Well, because she's got your means, too.
I understand that.
She doesn't need to.
So, therefore, half
Girl
a dependent. My half
Girl
a
de- math, yeah.
My
exactly.
half a, but therefore, my half a dependent kind of rings true.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
Well, it's either that, JP, or you're my ex-husband, and you don't want to be that guy who just, you know, charges
not
it for everything.
Guy.
So, you should
yeah,
be happy
right.
you have a half of a dependent.
I there. Love everybody. Mm-hmm. I love my family very, very much. They
but also,
need,
how much time does your half-dependent take? Money aside, that's not the point. The
what?
Point is the time and the chaos,
yeah.
right? So you got two kids, two dogs, a dependent father. Does Nicole require a lot of your time, or is she part of helping run the other five? You know what I mean?
Oh, she's definitely part of helping the yeah. other three.
Uh-huh.
She was in with the dad stuff early on, but now... Like, we actually had an argument yesterday because, you know, now the new thing on my father's mind is a mattress.
Oh.
And his
Has
mattress.
Has he ever heard of the Sleep Number bed? Because I'll tell you, it's amazing.
Well, hold on. So that's the new thing that's at the forefront of his mind is, like, getting his money back for this piece of garbage mattress that he bought
yeah.
less than a year ago. They already replaced it once. It was garbage. They replaced yeah. it again, allegedly, and it's garbage. So he's trying to get that whole thing taken care of. And he, when he did it originally, he did it with my wife. So yesterday, he's calling my wife, and my wife, like, she didn't call him with an answer. She texted him.
Oh.
He doesn't read texts.
Oh.
He doesn't know. And
he doesn't know it's there?
She knows, because what she said to me, she's like, I just figured I'd give him a little zing. I'm like,
what's a zing mean?
Just like put the screw to him a little bit.
Oh, but through text?
Well, no, just by answering him through text. She's like, I answered you. I sent you a text. But yeah. she knows.
Uh-huh.
She
trying to make him realize.
She knows.
She knows what she's doing.
She
okay.
knows what she was doing. And I go, oh, I understand that, like, you see the funny in that. I do.
and I said,
but do you get the fact that now he doesn't have an answer? She's like, well, I did answer him. I go, yeah, but he doesn't know that. He doesn't know how to use the text messaging. He doesn't do it. So he didn't get the answer. So now what happens? Let me tell you what happens.
He calls you.
I get the call.
I know what happens.
Now it's my problem. Now I got to go to you. And it's a whole thing. Just, can't you just.
All right, so
call.
She does use up a little of your time on a given day.
A little bit.
But not as much as the others.
Listen.
The others are time suckers.
There's no question that she's my rock.
Yeah,
no,
of course.
There's no question.
Absolutely right. You guys share it all. That's how it is.
However.
Sometimes you got to carry that rock and it has a certain amount of weight.
Right? And nobody gives me a hand truck. Like, there's no.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were saying.
No.
Hand truck's the least you're worried.
Well, when you have a heavy bag of rocks.
Well, true.
Kind of comes wheelbarrow, maybe.
Yeah, I guess. Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. In 20 minutes, we get into the $1,000 bone bonus cash keyword. 12:15, Dead Guy in the Envelope, but a lot more. It's a Friday, Monica, isn't
Yay,
it?
Yay, it is.
No. You got any big plans? You got big plans?
It's a Cinco de Mayo Friday is what it That's is, right. is what it is.
How many Excuse me. How many enchis are you making?
Stop it. Now she forced me to say the full ass word enchiladas. Thanks a lot, Mom.
That's right. You don't want to be like Mom.
Nope. I'm going to kill that bitch.
Sunday is going to hurt Cinco de Mayo, isn't it? It's going to like kind of soften the... I like it when it's during a week. Everybody goes nuts. Sunday, it seemed like Monica.
You can just start earlier. That's the whole point of Sunday.
I guess you could.
Church margaritas in that order.
Church margaritas. Boy, only at your church.
Treat it like the fake holiday that it is. Turn your back on it. Show them what's up.
Well, Roger, JP, we'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.